from this week, I'm serializing from a new book that I'm writing, How Jesus Taketh Puny Men in Their Own Craftiness. It is really marvelous to read in the Gospels, because we think of Jesus as a gentle lamb, and he is being scolded by all his enemies and he keeps quiet. Not so much, not so. Jesus retaliates to expose their evil and their falsehood. It has to do with the Pharisees and the Sadducees trying to catch Jesus by cunning words, by questions. Usually, whether he says yes or no, he will be caught. But not so. Instead of catching Jesus, they themselves are caught, because puny man is facing the very Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity of God. For it is written that the wise will be taken in their own craftiness. 1 Corinthians 3:19. The passage that we just read now brings us immediately into the situation. Many people followed Jesus, and Jesus healed them there. But the Pharisees also came, tempting him and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? They were coming to trap Jesus. I have a good experience last week, because there are some sermon tasters who are watching me. And this young person from the YF says, my preaching has not attained to her mark, her standard. And she questions whether I should be given the chance to preach at Christmas and Easter, because that's a time when many non-Christians come to our church. Good thing I remember very clearly the message I preached last Christmas. And I spoke on peace on earth, that it is an annual amnesty offer God is giving to mankind once a year in a very wonderful way, universally. And of course, I applied to our hearers, though you are not a Christian, but today, if you will believe in him, and in fact, to every congregation, every Sunday, I must beam the message of salvation on you. So, I have the honor of being tackled by the enemies, such as the Pharisees and the Sadducees, are tempting our Lord. And this question that they ask Jesus, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? It's very tricky. If you answer yes, you may be caught. If you answer no, you may be caught. Just like later situation, they ask, is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar? They said, we are sure to catch him. But Jesus, the Son of God, God himself, how can he be tricked by men? Bring a coin to me. What is it? That's a figure of Caesar. Give it to Caesar and give to God the things that are of God. So we come back to this question. Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? If Jesus said no, then why does Moses give the law of divorce? If you say yes, then Jesus, you are indulging and giving to men of lust to do their fill of pleasure and not upholding the word of God. In order to completely vanquish them, Jesus then, let us now read to our text. He answered and said unto them in verse 4, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Therefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. But therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Jesus first defeats them with the law of creation, and when Adam and Eve were married by God in the Garden of Eden, they had no sin, and they are not supposed to divorce. Thank God that in the beginning they lived chaste lives, one man and one woman. In the beginning it was not like as it is today. Then they counter question, why is it that Moses commanded them to give a bill of divorcement, which we now turn to Deuteronomy chapter 24. I ask you to bring a red pencil, and every time we come to a key passage, it's good for us to underscore so that we may know our Bible better. All right, let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 24, and it reads, when a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement, and give it in her hand, and send her out of the house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. That's what Moses said. He allows divorce. When you come to this law of Moses, you can think of a Muslim law which allows you to marry four wives, which is, according to the scriptures, one man, one wife. And when he divorces her, he can say, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you, three times, and the wife is divorced. That is really the record of divorce in the world. I'll tell you later on that the quickest place to get a divorce is Tokyo. But no, according to Muslim law, you can just say to a wife, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you three times, and she is divorced. Comparing Moses' law that gives the wife even a certificate of eligibility to marry again. the law of Moses is a much fairer deal. Now the fact is that Moses never commanded to give a divorce. Jesus then tells us in verse 7 of Matthew, chapter 19. Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? That's what the Jews who tried to trap Jesus. He said to them, Moses, it's because of the hardness of your hearts suffered, permitted you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. So Jesus has completely defended his case that they could not trap him. Now in the matter of such a relaxed attitude, in a matter of marriage and divorce this day, I will tell you my experience. Not that I got divorced. From small, we were brought up in a mission school, say 70 years ago when I was in primary school. We never heard of divorce. If they get married, we are very happy to attend and wish them well. But the fact is that things have gone down the drain so far today. The fact that there are two marriages in the Western countries. One is a divorce. Half of the marriages go on the rocks. So that more and more excuses are given for divorce. In such a frivolous situation, as I may portray the frivolity of divorces, a husband may accuse a wife of beating his dog, therefore I want a divorce. And then comes a wife who accuses the husband, I want a divorce because you have beaten my cat. Such simple things. So it is said, the fastest place to get a divorce is Tokyo. It is said only 5 minutes. Whether this is true or not, I do not know. But this is reported. And then, in America, 15 years ago, I saw it stuck on the window of the law firm. A divorce costs only $120, and the lawyer will put you through. But that's 15 years ago. It may be much cheaper now. $120 maybe is now half price. Maybe $60. You can get your papers through in a divorce. In Singapore, I have known, if it is a case of desertion, and the groom tells me, she has deserted me for 3 years, and I've tried to reconcile, but she'll never see me. And now it's 7 years. Will you marry me? Well, I'm quite sympathetic, and I'm not so idealistic as some who will not do anything. But in reality, between husbands and wives, we must admit, many of us have cooled down after the first years of marriage. And you cannot be too idealistic I have married that couple. Calvin says, religion may be a reason in desertion which may allow you another chance. Now the Lord Jesus Christ, let us go back to the text again. In verse 9, Jesus said, I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away, doth commit adultery. Well, here it gives protection to the innocent party, whether it be male or female. So here, according to Presbyterian law, the innocent party can marry again. But here again, it must be strictly proved that you are the innocent party. Jesus is also very practical. Jesus knows our needs. Jesus knows the matter of sex. When it comes in the picture of a man, is a very intricate matter. The Jews thought that they caught Jesus again. According to the law of Moses, we should stone this woman taken in the act of adultery. Jesus wrote on the ground and did not reply them. And when they wanted an answer, Jesus said, all right, again, the Son of God, how can you catch the Son of God? He that is without sin, let him first cast a stone at her. And every one of them left, because every one of them had committed adultery. And Jesus turned around and looked at her. Has anyone accused you? But they all went away. And Jesus very lovingly forgave her sins. Go, but sin no more. He gives us everyone a chance. Not like those who try to find fault. The Pharisees and the Sadducees always trying to catch Jesus. You will really thrill to read my new book. Instance after instance. When they try to catch Jesus and they're caught themselves. So I said I had the honor of being counted to be bothered by those who don't like me and say that I should not even preach at Christmas. But the last message I preached at Christmas was peace on earth, which is Jesus, which is God's annual amnesty offer to those who have still not believed to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we come to the very last of what Jesus said about sex. Before that, the disciples then said, if the case of a man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. Here we have another very good comment by Calvin, who says, they soon get too discouraged with themselves. Doesn't God make Eve to be a helpmeet to Adam? Those of you who have no wives will realize how much you miss to have a wife as a helpmeet. They attend to your many, many things that if you were to do yourself, you'd be so discouraged. And I have experienced it all the more in my evening years after I got sick and had a slip disc pain for nearly 9 to 10 months. How great solace you find to have one to attend to your needs, to give you the medicine you should eat, that you should not forget, to prepare your meals, to buy something good for you to eat. Such things. Practical. So the disciples were too much discouraged. And Calvin said, they should not be so discouraged. They were godly men. And the offer of a helpmeet to them should be readily accepted. Because how did they know that they would end up divorcing their wives? They might have a very happy marriage, and they should thank the Lord. And so now Jesus comes into the last part of sex in our life. And there is one class of people called eunuch, born from their mother's womb. They are born like that. And there are those who castrate themselves and lose their manhood. These cannot marry. They cannot marry. They have no power. They have lost their male power. I think it is the last emperor of the Manchus. In that film, you see how those who wanted to be high officers in the imperial palace had to be castrated. And what pain they went through. And what a shame it is. But Jesus now enters into the third category of those who are castrated, who are eunuchs, figuratively speaking, because they want to advance the kingdom of God faster. That is to say, they do not marry and live a single life. Of such a person is Paul the Apostle. And he says, let those of you who are not married and widows be as myself. So many people think that the Apostle Paul was a widower because he has understanding of sex life very thoroughly. Whatever it be, he is a eunuch for the kingdom of God's sake. And I'm very happy to tell you how our ancestors got the gospel. We received it from a Scotsman, William Burns. And when he came to South China, he particularly paid attention to Sua Tao and Amoy, which is San Tho and Xiamen today. By establishing a church there, the gospel was spread to Singapore and Malaysia and to Taiwan. Finally, he ended up in Manchuria. When he entered Manchuria, he lived a life of 21 years service for the Lord Jesus. After soon arriving in Manchuria, he died. And he was a eunuch for the kingdom of God's sake. He did not marry. But he hastened the gospel. And the Irish Presbyterian Church took up the challenge. When he died, they filled his place. Think of a man who has done the work of founding the church in South China, in Sotau and Amoy, in Taiwan, in Singapore and Malaysia. One life. Now we don't find such a man also like the Apostle Paul, because God knows only those who can receive that message, only then they will do the job. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for giving us the answer from the Lord Jesus, and may this be of help to us, that our love for each other as husbands and wives may be revived according to thy holy will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.